quiet.
Ikota misisu.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we deem this a great privilege to assemble in your name. Father, no man can help another man. It takes you, Lord Jesus. I commit this service into your hands. Lord, may you bless the reading of the word. May you encourage us, Lord, through your word. Father, I'm just a mortal human being. I depend on you. That's why you said, where two or three are gathered in my name, I'm there. Meet this. Come, Lord, and break this word of life. Minister unto us as we have need, Lord. Lord, one word from you means a lot to us. Heal the sick among us, Lord. Bless each and every heart. Minister unto us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. I greet all of you in the name of our precious Lord Jesus.
I'm
happy to be with you this evening. I also want to appreciate the recognition. If you can have a brother who can recognize you as a minister, you know, you have to cherish that friendship. God bless you, Pastor.
Pastor.
Came all the way from Kama TV.
Kama TV.
It's quite a distance.
Panim Fambo.
But love no distance.
I see Rudo Aruna Kuchikure Kwakadi.
God permitted this.
Mareva Tendera.
I was almost late.
Nda topots and no note.
Because of this traffic jam.
No da kwe traffic.
Just a sense of humor. I just wished you to buy a helicopter.
Nda tumbo funga kuti ada inda tenga chikopoko.
It's not my first time to stand before you.
Kaske kutanga kumira mberi kwenyu.
This is like my mother church. Without wasting a lot of time. This is a midweek. We are supposed to be dismissed by 7:15. Let's go straight into the word of God. Those with the Bible, may you read with me. Isaiah.
Isaiah
21.
Chapter 21.
Verse 11 and 12.
Verse 11 and 12.
The burden of Duma, he calleth to me out of Seir. Watchmen, what of the night? Watchmen, what of the night?
Chirevo pamsoro peduma mumwe unondidana ari paseiri achiti nai murindi inguva ipi yosiku nai murindi inguva ipi yosiku.
The watchman said, "The morning cometh, and also the night. If ye will inquire, inquire ye. Return, come."
Murindi ndokuti. Mamba kweza osika no siku uo. Kana mchida kubunza, bunzai, zokai, uyai.
May God add the blessing to the reading of his word.
Mwareva ropa fadze kwenye kwa shokura.
We take our seats.
Singa gara ilupasi.
I'm not a teacher, I'm not a preacher.
Andisi murairidza, andisi mparidza.
I just love to make a joyful noise to the Lord.
Ndinongo fara zvangungo taura taura.
When I scream, forgive me.
Ndichitoidzira nokufara.
Amen. Watchmen, what of the night?
Anzi murindi, inguvai yousiku.
The watchmen say the morning cometh and also the night.
Murindi ndokuti mamba kwedza oshika nousiku.
If ye will inquire, inquire ye, return, come.
Kana muchida kubvunza bvunzai.
The prophet says here,
Profita avanoti,
paragraph 15. It was perhaps about between sundown and dark.
Profunga yanga pampa pakati usiku nokuedza.
And it would been an awful day in the city.
Raira dzatizva raizo ranga zvafambi zvakanaka muguti.
Because there was an alarm give out.
Nokuti papa neyambiro yakapiwa kuvanhu.
From the watchman who was at the
kubva kumurindi.
This watchman
murindi uyu
saw in a distance.
Akaona nechekure.
In a distance the dust rising from the wheels of the chariots.
Kuchisimuka huruva kubva mumavhire engoro.
He heard the beat of the horses' hoofs way in the distance.
Kutsika kwemabhiza ari kure.
Not at a close range.
Kwete pedyo.
That's the duty of a watchman.
Ndobasa remurindi.
To see things that are way beyond, that are far.
Kuona zviri kure.
To see and to hear.
Kuona nekunzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's go to Habakkuk chapter 2. We'll come back to Isaiah. Chapter 2, verse 1. I will stand upon my watch.
Nichamira pa kurinda kwangu.
And set me upon the tower.
Ndoenda panzvimbo yakakwirira.
And will watch to see what he will say unto me. And what I shall answer when I am reproved. I'll stand upon my watch. Set me upon the tower. And will watch to see what he will say unto me. Amen. Who is this watchman? He's the prophet of God. We are happy tonight to know that we have got a prophet of God who sees things that are far, things that we cannot see ourselves. The prophet was made different. Just like an eagle that goes high. Higher than any other bird. Amen. The higher it goes, that's sharper the sense of sight.
Here
Habakkuk is saying, I'll stand on the tower and set upon the tower and will watch to see what he will say unto me. A prophet doesn't assume things. He sees and he hears. Verse 2, and the Lord answered me and said, write a vision and make it plain upon tables, and that he may run that readeth it. What do you see? The prophet, what he sees, he writes on the table so that us, when we read, we must run. Hallelujah. We want to see, we want to unveil what the prophet saw. We are all acquainted. We are all familiar. It was in June 1933, on a Sunday morning, when the prophet saw those seven major visions. Those seven major visions. He saw them. He wrote them down. Hallelujah. And those visions, they are being fulfilled. And the sixth vision, hallelujah, it was fulfilled this year. I saw a woman rising in America. Hallelujah. Watchman,
Murind,
what of the night? The watchman has got an answer. He said the night is coming.
You can see.
But our consolation is not the night. Our consolation is the morning. The night is coming. But the morning also.
Asimamba kwedzano uyawo.
The gloom may hang upon us. There can be a gross darkness. Even what we are seeing today, it has never happened in history. To mask up our mouth and our noses. Hallelujah. Now let's read the course. He saw the dust rising
far
off, and he heard the beat of the horse's hoofs way in the distance. Then he brought the message. Now, but as two young ladies would be standing at the well in their youthful age, they had more to think than what this watchman's word was. You know, the mistake that we make as human beings, we don't take the word of the watchman. Amen.
Amen.
Let me just say a few things. The watchman,
Murind,
he knows. Because it's not him speaking. It's God speaking through him. Amen. Now, this setup now is talking of these young ladies. If we read further, there will be young men again. Why young ladies and young men? Kanapane age in no nets and your age.
If there is a trouble, some age, it's this.
Sometimes the prophet calls them fly by night. No matter how much you warn them, but they have more to think than the warning. Simply let me just say a few things. The watchman will say, under no circumstances should a believer marry a non-believer. But watch the youth. Watch the youth. They won't take that warning. They'll go out and marry her. Outside, regardless of how much he wanted them. Under no circumstance. There's no reason you can give. If you, the prophet said, marry a believer. One time I preached this message. One brother came to me and said, oh, Pastor, I was looking around there. No,
Pastor.
They are just old ladies here. I didn't say marry in the church. Marry a believer.
And church.
God help us. And the warning will go
further.
If you do it, there will be troubles on the road.
Ukazviita.
But do they take the warning? They have got more to think. Some of them will tell you, I have the right to choose.
God help us.
You have a right to choose, brother, but choose according to the word. You don't know that you should marry character, you don't marry beauty. Amen. So these young ladies, they had their warning. They were at their well. They had more to think. They had their warning, but they said, no. There is a party tonight. We are going to a party. This watchman is disturbing us. He's taking all the joy out of us. He's killing our joy. His message is killing our joy.
We want to enjoy ourselves, but the message is blocking us.
Amen.
God help us.
Amen. We go down. We find again young men.
Tona, Pactorwa, Neshwakumanoich Dick.
Hey, the prophet here is saying, and I believe that would just about cope with the modern version of today. That when you are trying to warn them, see, of approaching dangers, they seem to think that you are just some old fogey, someone who is trying to take all the joy out of life. And would you think again, young men, here they are coming from workshop. Their face is dirty from the work that they had been employed during the day. Young fellow might say to one another, as soon as we can get washed up and groomed up, we'll meet at the tavern. Not we'll meet at church. We'll meet at the tavern. Oh, may God help us. Let's take the warning. Now, let's just see some of this vision that the prophet saw. Because if you go back to Habakkuk chapter 2, the one that we were reading, if you go to verse 3, the vision may tarry. But wait, even though it tarries, one day it shall speak. Amen. Way back in 1933, it was on a Sunday morning.
Chondo, Mangwanan.
Seven major visions that came to Brother Branham. One was how Mussolini would invade Ethiopia. The second one, the rising of Adolf Hitler, that Australian man who became a dictator over Germany. The third one, the three great isms. Fascism, Nazism, and communism. See, and how these two be swallowed up into one. But the voice admonished, watch Russia. Watch Russia. Keep your eye on the king of the north. This is the watchman on the tower. He's seeing these things. Amen. The fourth one, the great advances in science. The fifth one, the moral problems of our age, mostly around women. It started with women, it will end with women. Until an unbeliever would sing a song, no woman, no.
Right.
I'm not talking of you, sisters.
Amen.
What the prophet say, apart from salvation, the best thing that God can give a man is a woman.
He's
a good woman, a faithful woman. But the opposite is water in the blood. Solomon are not a naked woman.
Solomon says, a nagging woman.
It's like he imbaya isina rufia kakwana ino tota.
It's like having a house with a leaking roof.
God basiro.
God help us.
Amen. So, the fifth vision was the moral problems around women.
Even
the state of undress. See, look at these fashions today. Until the prophet say the other name for Satan is fashion.
If I
saw a jean. Then I asked the shopkeeper, why are you selling these old jeans? Because they are just pieces here.
Imagine a sakara,
Baruka, Iwe mnukuva kuma reserve here. These anons ndiwa ma damage.
And they asked me whether I was coming from the rural areas and they gave
my
me
damage,
the name.
Damage, I know never anybody damaged.
Well, that is damage. These are won by damaged people.
Women!
Madzimai.
The morals of women.
Kusa zvibata.
That are the fifth division. Brother, be careful with the women. This is another thing that can kill a man.
It's
one of the three.
Man,
popularity, and the
man,
women. One day I was moving. It was showering. I had my umbrella with me. So I was moving. I was alone. A half woman was just coming from the other end. Ah, Mr. Zilundu, Mr. Zilundu. She came running to me. So I thought she had an urgent message. I stopped. I saw her just getting into my umbrella. Just close to me. Brother, I freezed. You know what I did? I had to run with my
umbrella.
I'm not joking. I have to be honest with you. I cannot be honest with God if I'm not honest with you. You should run for your life. I ran. With my umbrella, I closed my umbrella.
It's better that I be wet than to be spoiled by this lady.
Should run for your life. Because Adam listened to the woman.
Not Adam,
no woman, no cry. The cutting of hair. You really, you see, they are cutting hair. When the Bible says,
Bible retreating.
Long hairs given by God is their glory. Then the men should cut their hair. But now, they are cutting like men. You rarely see a man in a skirt, but you can see women in a
trouser.
These women, Brother Branham saw them in a vision. The sixth one, there arose in America a woman in great power.
Ichi. Chapter 6, kwanzi paka simuka mudzimai mu America angane simba.
Oh, hallelujah. Now let me read this quotation.
Get reading the quotation.
Amen. Maringa dibatsiro amai angu.
God help us.
What do you see right on the tablet?
Zvaunoona nyora pasi.
Make it plain. That's what the Bible says.
Zvisa pachena.
The visions are so plain. The woman that he saw rising in power in America, he even saw the attire of that woman. And he said, I see a beautiful woman, but cruel in the heart. Hallelujah. And this is the sixth vision. It has been fulfilled this year. So, what are we expecting now? The last vision to be fulfilled. God help us. It's later than we think. Hallelujah. It's later than we think, brother and sister. These visions, the vision has been fulfilled in our day. The message from that time, 16 July. And remember, thus said the Lord. There will be a woman rule before the end time. She will either be president or vice president. Or it will be the Catholic Church. I have seen it. There is no assumption about that. I have seen
it.
A great woman, the nation bowed to her.
It
will be one before the end time.
Thus
say the Lord. Write it down. And find it out. You young people. It was 1960. He said, you young people. Not the old people in 1960. They are no more now. But the young people, they said, write it down so that you will find it out. If it doesn't come to pass, I am a false prophet.
Then,
if it comes to pass, then he's a true prophet. Brother Branham, a true prophet of God. Let's see what he saw again. Amen. We want to see what he saw again. Oh, God, help us. Hallelujah. But before, let me continue again. The message, condemnation by representation.
Message, condemnation by representation.
The prophet says, yeah. He's talking about this woman. This cruel woman. Then when these women, paragraph 38, when these women help elect the wrong person,
then
I seen a great woman rise up in the United States. Well dressed and beautiful. But cruel in heart. She will aid a guide or lead this nation to ruination. Then I see the United States as one smoldering, bent over place.
United States, Hungary,
this sixth vision will lead into the seventh vision. Where the Branham says,
Brother Branham,
the seventh vision, the last vision, I heard the most terrible explosion. As I turned back to see, I saw nothing but debris. Smoke all over America.
It's
later than we think. What
are
you supposed to do? The prophet says here again, 61. Message 1961, 30 July. That's all we need. It's later than we think. So if we are so near till even men of this earth are predicting, this tremendous thing to happen, we better be on the alert. Everything right.
Up to date.
All confessions made. Everything ready. Because we don't know just what time our Lord is going to summon us. This is the day now, my brother. You should take inventory of your life. Amen.
Amen. Some cannot forgive.
Brother, it's unpacking time. Because it's home going time. Hallelujah. The hour is late. We want to read the other quote here. Now, it's the duty of the watchman. The watchman must be on duty every time. To warn of the oncoming dangers. sees further than anyone. Prophets are watchmen. They climb higher. Their eyes were made spiritual. They go beyond scientific research. Go today still have messengers on towers. Beyond scientific research. Specially designed for that purpose. And can come back with that, says the Lord. God help us. In this gloomy and darkness, in every hand, there seems to be a blessed hope gripping the hearts of God's people. Because before the morning comes, the night starts. When it gets more dark, it's a sign that the morning is now coming close. Amen. As we are seeing what we are seeing today, look today. Even the schools.
Shikoro.
Last year, they had 8 months holiday.
Last year, vakatupi wa zororo re mwedzi 8.
Everything's coming to an end. But the Bible says in Isaiah, when the world systems comes to an end, look to Jesus. Look away to Jesus. Amen.
Amen.
If there was a time that we need divine healing, is today. As I close, let's read Hebrews, Daniel chapter 11.
Daniel chapter 11.
Daniel chapter 11.
Daniel chapter 11.
Verse 32.
Verse 32.
Daniel chapter 11, verse 32. And such as do wickedly against the covenant shall he corrupt by flatteries.
Vanaitira sungano dzakaipa uchava tsausa nokubata kumeso.
But the people that do know their God shall be strong and do exploits.
Asi vanhu vanoziva Mwari wavo vachava nesimba vachaita mabasa makuru.
Not who know the Bible, who know God.
Kwete vanoziva Bible, vanoziva Mwari.
The prophet said, I don't know the Bible very well.
Anoti Bible ndinyatso
riziva. But I know the author very well.
Asi munyori wacho ndinonyatso muziva.
Look at the person who knows the author very well.
Tarisa munhu anonyatso ziva.
Wherever he goes,
kwese kwanoenda,
there are exploits of faith.
Kune mabasa makuru ekutenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Let's hear what he says. In a spoken word, it was preached 1953.
Spoken word, 1953.
31 August, God talked to Moses. And Christ is our variety store. Variety is like a departmental store. Where you get everything in the store. Christ is not a tax show.
Christ is a tax show.
It's a variety store. In a tax shop, you get my putties and my jingis and my frizzes. But Christ is a variety store. Ask in abundance so that your joy may be full. I am God who healed all thy diseases. Not a God who heals some of the diseases. Let's not limit God. Get in the variety shop, my brother. You get everything. You get a bicycle. You get a stove. You get a fridge. You get everything. Christ is our righteousness.
Christ,
those who do know they are God, they shall do exploits. On the other hand, some will be, they will be corrupted by flatteries. What are flatteries? Those are lies. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hey God, Jesus the same and yesterday, not yesterday, not tomorrow. Those are lies. He's the great I am. If he amen says the days of miracles are past, those are lies. Pastor was here. He said, I am God who healeth all thy diseases.
If
he
said,
he never said some of the diseases. Don't limit God. Ask in abundance.
Kumbira zvakawanda.
You ask the person there. Can I come in a man? Why ask for a dollar? When is Jehovah Jireh? Brother Branham says, receive him the way he's presented to you. If Christ is presented to you as a healer, receive him as a healer. If Christ is presented to you as your pardon, just receive your pardon. If he's presented to you as El Shaddai, just receive him the way he is. Don't limit God. One boy, they were driving in their car. Three or four in a car. They overtook the prophet. Then the car overturned. You go and read it in the super sense, the spoken of super sense. Then one boy happened to be placed under the knee of the car. Then the prophet moved out of his car. He moved around. The boy was crying. His friends tried to lift the car. The more they tried to lift the car, the more harm they caused the boy. They tried to lift it.
Then the car caught fire.
Oh, the boy was now desperate. Then the prophet looked down. Are you a Christian? No. Now you must start praying. Brother, he never said a prayer. He prayed a prayer. Then the prophet also prayed. Listen, without a
jagger, the car lifted.
Today, if you tell a mechanic, you say,
nonsense.
The message is for believers. If God can lift a car without a jagger, he can lift that burden that is troubling you
night and day.
The prophet said, you have to claim your healing. You have to claim your victory. You have to claim everything. Don't use your common sense. You should go beyond the camp of reasoning. Don't reason. Don't limit God. It is his word.
It's not the pastor's word.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Look at Peter. He told all night. Jesus knew where Peter was. Jesus knew the needs of Peter. Amen. Jesus knows your problem. God knows where you are. Before you came here, God knew that you are going to sit there. He knows everything. He knows that you don't know. You don't know the number of your hair, but God knows. He knows the thoughts of your heart. He knows everything. He never moved around to ask, where Peter? Where is Peter? Where is Peter? He knew where Peter was. He knew where the donkey was. He said, go there, you find two donkeys tied. He knows everything, my brother. But when he came to Peter, remember when he comes to you, he's not coming to harm you. He wants to come to prove who he is. He came to Peter. Amen. He told all night. It was a dark hour during the night. But in the morning, here comes Jesus. In the morning, our consolation is the coming of our Lord Jesus. He knew where Peter was. He went there. Amen.
Amen.
He said, cast your net there. Peter meant business.
Peter ate a shibas.
He didn't go to rob people. He worked with his hands. But that day, that night, he never caught a fish. All things works for good, my brother. To them that love the Lord. Amen.
Amen. If you don't find a job,
remember,
if you can't get a job, remember your job is coming.
Hallelujah. God is not cruel. God is not cruel, my brother. He knows that you need money. He knows that you need what you want. He said, I'll supply all your needs. This Christ is our variety store, my brother. He knew that Peter needed fish. Not only one fish. Not only two fish. He said, Peter, cast your net there. Cast your net there. He said, Lord, I told all night. But at your word, at your word, the way is presented to you. Even where we are seated, just say, Lord, at your word. At your word. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus pointed where Peter was toiling every night.
And
remember, even if there were no fish there, Jesus Christ is the creator. He created the fish for
Peter.
Let's not forget. In the days of Abraham, there was no lamb there. On the Mount of Moriah, there was no lamb. But if the lamb was there, as Abraham was collecting stones for the, he was going to see that the lamb was not there. But after Abraham fully obeyed God, as he was lifting the knife up, the heavens opened. I know now that you love me. Just look back. He didn't run for the lamb. He didn't run for the lamb.
When God's time comes,
the training is over.
When God's time comes, now let's leave these tax shops. Let's leave these tax shops. May I please have some chickens? I need
frozen.
I need freezes.
One time I needed a toothbrush. The guy said, I'm a tax shop.
There was a time when I needed
a toothbrush. The guy said, toothbrush. I'm a tax shop.
I couldn't find a toothbrush in a tax shop.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let's get to the department store.
And I'm a department store.
Hallelujah. Jesus is our department store.
Jesus is our department store. Yedu.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even we are believers, my brother. Let me close and say, God did not make a mistake to bring Brother Branham nowadays. Where there is a prophet, there must be ministers. Where there was Moses, there was Aaron. Hallelujah.
Amen.
God didn't make mistake. There were Miriam also there. Here, these brothers and sisters. God, he had confidence in us. He put Branham here. And God has to look for ministers. That he has to minister the message. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He saw these ministers fit to preach the message. Hallelujah. He's not here by mistake. I'm not here by mistake. It's not even my choice. It's not even his choice. He never chose to be a minister under Brother Branham, no? But it is God's choice. Let's respect God's choice, my brother. You never choose to be in this age. You never choose to be in this age. But God chose you. You'll be a believer. You'll be seated there. You'll be raising your hands. You'll be shouting, Amen, Amen.
Amen, Amen.
God is perfect way, my brother. So you must recognize who you are. You must recognize who you are. They brought a dead dog to me. It was my favorite dog. The dog's name was Tiger. It was run over by a car. They brought it back. My young brother, I said. My brother is a man of God. He prays for the sick. And I see them healed. So the God that he is working through him, he is going to raise this dog back. There were people around. They said, Amos.
My young brother was called Amos.
They said,
Amos, if you are... Are you really so idle? You can't find
Why have you seen a dog
being prayed for?
He was not well versed with the scriptures.
Listen.
The message, the Bible says, go here and preach.
When they brought the dog, I said, to
every creature. Not to every human being. To every creature. No wonder why Brother Branham prayed for an opossum. An opossum is not a human being, it's a creature. They started laughing. My father was still alive by that time. He said, Manawangu, Bruta Wite.
Then he asked, my son, what are you trying to do? We want to pray for this dog. And said, oh,
Manangu.
My son.
Did not give out to no tender shock.
I know you believe the word.
But it means you know what we is.
But I think
you're now over $2.
If this dog rises, I'll give you $2.
Ininda kura manangu.
I'm old.
Ininda kura manangu.
I'm old.
I Bible aditari siku kura.
But the Bible doesn't consider
says,
your age.
Let every man be a liar.
But you're not munhu wese ngave murevhe.
We daru muhombe, we daru mukuru, we daru mudiki, we a liar.
An adult.
Let God alone be true. He went back. He said, ikamuka njakupa $2.
Said, I'll give you $2.
I was just left
price.
Alone with my wife and my little girls. Then the one who brought the dog. I said, do we all believe that if we pray, the dog will rise? They were expecting to see a live dog.
Oh,
you get what you expect, my brother. We nailed down. The coats were just running in my head. Yeah. Opossum was prayed. There was a man who reversed his car and he ran over the dog. The dog prayed for
him. So
we prayed. Listen, imbwa ina kumuka ipapa.
The dog didn't rise right away.
I just went into the fields. After 2 hours, I came back.
2 hours,
my nephew ran to me. He said, uncle, that dog that you prayed over, it was just barking. I didn't say, nephew, maybe I'm mistaken. No. Brother, the Bible says, we shall send this mountain. Don't wait for God to say it. You shall say to this mountain. Be plucked there, God. You can even direct. Be plucked there. Go there to the seas. When you rise in the morning, don't doubt your prayer. Go to the seas and watch that mountain. Some they doubt their prayer. They'll go to the mountain again to find where it is. You'll find it. Then we looked for the dog. And my father looked for the dead dog. While I was looking for a live dog. Right in the same homestead. He was holding a rope to hang it and pull it like this. I was moving like that to see a live dog and pet it at the back. We hunted for the dog. My father was hunting for a dead dog. Because he didn't want to give me my $2.
$2.
Then when I
couldn't find it, I went
into
my house.
The door was half closed. The dog managed to go into the house and hide behind the dog. Right in my house. So
after searching for the dog, I went into
brother,
my house.
The dog jumped with his hinged legs right on my chest. Nakatarisa backbone.
And I checked the backbone that had been broken.
It was perfect right into its joints.
Christ
is a variety store.
Ah, Christ is a variety store.
He knows he's not only a physician. He's a great physician.
Murapi Mukuru.
He doctor of doctors.
Chiremba wana chiremba.
I came out of the house. The dog followed me, wagging his tail like this, to prove that the dog has been perfectly healed. Then I called my father, "Father, come and see." He came out from the house. When he saw the dog, oh, he cried like a baby. He cried like a baby. He said, "Now I know. Now I see. This prophet William Arrow Branham, the one that you believe, is a true prophet. Those who do know they are good, they shall do exploits." Brother, I challenge you tonight, sister. Don't believe in God. Get out of the camp of reasoning. You should claim what you want. Because you are in the department store.
I wish I
was in the department store.
There is nothing that will fail to find.
Victory.
If you want healing, it's there. If you want peace,
God can restore back your peace. God can restore back your joy. God can restore back. This is the day, my brother. This is the hour. Those who do know their God, they shall do exploits. Exploits of faith. Hallelujah. Look back.
Let's look at Hannah. She didn't have a child.
Amen. Samaria ke Penina anga neva ana maybe goremara goremara ianga sina man.
Yeah, friend Penina had lots of children.
But she didn't stay back and say, "Ah, inini zangu ah, zangu apana zwako, tuda zamari."
She didn't give up.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
She prayed.
Akanama.
One day God heard a prayer.
Umwe musimwari.
And God gave a son. More than a son.
Mwanaka.
God gave a prophet.
Vakamupa muprofita.
Don't limit God. Don't limit God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
This is the day, my brother. This is the Bible days are back. Receive him the way it's presented to you. Hallelujah. Receive him. Irregardless of situation. Amen. I'm looking for the last quote here.
Oh, God help us.
Hallelujah.
Yeah.
This is the hour, my brother. Never, never limit God. Remember, you are an eagle. God called you here. Amen. He wants to prove who he is. He's a miracle-working God. Right. The quotation is here. See what the prophet saw again. As I close, accepting God is provided way at the end time. At the end time, we must accept God is provided.
This way is
not provided by man. It is provided by God. Amen. Remember what he saw. He saw this corona. Brother Branham saw this corona.
Corona
in 1960, he saw it.
1960,
now some of them, page 1963, 15, January. Paragraph 213.
630115.
Now, some of them said, well, now, if the plague falls,
we
will just go in the hospitals. If the plague happens to fall, you know what we will do? We will go get Dr. Jones. You will know how to take care. If the plague falls, we will just go down beneath the ground. Down beneath the ground. In a cave. And shut the door. That's that you want to do it, one bit of good.
We
will stay in the house, locked down. My way.
But
and put a mask over our face. And put some disinfect on it. Sanitizer. The prophet says, it will do no good. He saw it. God made a provided way. Yes. And it was the blood. The provided way is the blood. Yes, you can cover it with because of this law. Cover. But listen, my brother. Even if you cover it with your this, chinodiwa iropa.
What is wanted after you put on the mask?
Because you can cover it and die with the corona.
And
you see, the prophet goes on to say,
Prophet Anot,
what is a virus?
Virus is she.
Ask any doctor.
Bunzawa na chiremba.
He knows nothing.
Abazi.
Amen.
Amen.
I'm reading the quotation.
Where is the quotation?
God help us.
Marwat Bats.
So what's the remedy?
Saka.
When the plague fell in the days of Moses,
Moses
the answer.
Mosai
even
mean
do. Amen. Do this.
Itai chakat.
Deep. Use your hyssop. A sign of common faith. Use hyssop. Deep within the blood. Sprinkle it on the door lintels. Just doing what God has said. That was their protection.
No,
that's what God has provided way. Even today, God has provided way in the blood. Those who do know they are God, they shall do exploits. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, brother, sister, let's bow our heads. What's your need this morning, this evening? What's your need? Receive him the way he's presented to you.
If you lack food,
brother, God owns everything.
Mari, muridzi wazvose.
Mu departmental store.
In this departmental store.
Chauno ukasa kwanisa kutora chinhu.
If you fail to find something,
what will limit you is your money.
It means mari chete.
Everything is there.
Asi zvese zvirimo.
Listen, without money, without price, everything is free.
But
what God needs today is your faith. Raise your faith, brother. If God can raise a dog without a soul, what more a man? Are we at church?
Who has come to church?
Under harsh conditions. Brother, God won't fail you, sister, brother. He knows you need. Peter, Jesus knew the need of Peter. Fishing all night.
It's
even dangerous. Fishing all night. Then Jesus said, no. I cannot let my child suffer like that. Let me give him what he wants. In Jeremiah, God says, I've got thoughts for you. I've got good thoughts for you to give you an expected end. When you look for me, I'll be found. When you pray, I'll answer. When you ask, I'll give. What's your need this evening? Brother, as you raise your hand, just raise and claim it. Claim your need. This is the day, this is the hour. We are in the departmental store. He'll come to you as El Shaddai. If you are troubled, you are stressed,
maybe
he has to come to you as El Shaddai. Maybe you are sick. Remember. He's Jehovah Rapha. Remember. He knows that you are sick. The Auntie Jemima.
Auntie Jemima.
God knew the problem of that woman. The prophet was in the aeroplane. And she was praying. That wash woman. And God has connected them. He has to bring the aeroplane down. Because this woman was in need. Yeah, they need. What about today in Eastley? He knows where you are today. Before you came here, he knows that you are going to come here. One second, I'm a robot. One second, I'm a traffic jam. And God was watching you.
You had trouble navigating through the traffic.
And today, God allowed that you be here. Faith comes by hearing the word of God. We are in the departmental store now. Ask in abundance so that your joy may be full.
Don't ask for small things.
Amen. You are coming here with a dollar. Give me a dollar.
Don't come here asking for a dollar.
Dollar is not enough for you.
Dollar,
even God belongs to him. Hallelujah. Until the prophet says, we are just like fish in the ocean. You cannot say, let me drink this water sparingly. Otherwise, I'll finish the waters of the sea. No,
say.
Lord Jesus. Oh, you are the giver of perfect gifts. I'm happy, Lord, tonight to know that we have got a caring Father. I'm happy, Lord, to know that, Lord, healing is automatically to a believer. Oh, Lord, I'm happy to know that Jesus, our Lord, our Savior, is a variety store. Today we're in a variety store. Yes, is anymore. Healing is there. Pardon is there. Forgiveness of our sins is there. Deliverance is there. Lord, I beg and plead. You cannot break scriptures. You are just as good as the word. The word has been gone forth. Lord, here are your children. With the hands up, Lord. I'm only seeing the hands. I don't know the expectations, Lord. You know our hearts. You know our desires. You know our sacrifices. You know our commitments. How we labor. How we toil, Lord. Sometimes we go in the hospitals. They will ask to produce lot of money. But we don't have money, Lord. In this variety store, Lord, only what you want is our faith. Without money, without price. Lord, if you can heal a dog, what about your precious souls? Lord, we're toiling all night. We're toiling all night, Lord. Come, Lord Jesus. You know, you knew this day. Before there was a well, you knew us and where we are going to sit. Even before we prayed, you knew what we wanted. Even before we raised our hands, you knew our desire. You came to Peter at the right time. It was now dawn. He knew that he wanted to go back home. He cannot go back home empty-handed. He needed fish. This is the hour when we are seeing the gloom, darkness, hanging, Lord Jesus. Oh, Father, you are the healer. You are the healer today. You were a healer in the days of Moses. You were a healer in the days of Wesley. You are still a healer today, Lord. Oh, God, you said you are going, this angel is escorting the bride of Christ. Almighty God, help us tonight as we surrender ourselves to thee. God, I remember that day on the cross. Father, you said the words that console our hearts tonight. You said, it is finished. Now we are looking at the devil. He's a bluff. He's a liar. He's a loser. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. That's why you say, where two or three are gathered in my name, you are there. God, you knew Joshua and his group. You knew that there would be the wall of Jericho ahead of them. You didn't leave them alone. You came, Lord, as the captain of the host of the Lord. With the sword. Oh, God. No wonder why the walls of Jericho fell down. Today, we are saying, Satan, you are a liar. Satan, you are a loser. I adjure this demon of sugar, this demon of diabetes, is affecting your children. Satan, you're a loser. Amen. I'm happy to know that our God is a caring God. Amen. Who says, I forgive all thy iniquities. Amen. I forgive all thy iniquities. Amen. And heal all thy diseases. You specialize in things that seem impossible. What the doctors, Lord, cannot handle, I'm happy there's Dr. Jesus. We are now in the variety shop. We were taking, Lord. We are claiming now what belongs to us. The devil has robbed us of peace. Tonight, I'm raising my hand. I'm grabbing my peace back. Satan, you are a robber. Today, we are claiming what belongs to us. Thank you, Master. Thank you, Jesus. You are the master of all situations. You can amend every situation. What is impossible with men is possible with God. That's why we sing the song, only believe, only believe. All things are possible. Why is this song sung here, Lord? One time he said, be still and know that I am God. I'm happy to know that you can be raised out of history to become a present God. Oh, mighty God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen and amen. Let's invite our pastor. I don't know whether you know this song. I'm pressing on.